Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I know. You don't have to tell me you're walking in your purpose. But some people may say, Dr. Sunday, you're not talking about me. But guess what? It is a process for you to actually be in your purpose. You actually, a preparation is a big, I want to almost say 98% of it, or 99%. Because 1%, when you get there, guess what? You have prepared. You just have to walk into it, okay? You know, people think that things just going to fall from the sky. No, I wish they would, but, you know, but we actually have to do our due diligence. Because when you do your due diligence, guess what? You actually gaining great knowledge. You actually gaining great assets that you will actually need in the future. But guess what it's also doing? It's making you have an ouch. So those things that you have inside, yes, we all have it, that jealous spirit, that, you know, that spirit of talking about other people or worrying about what other people say, that actually has to get out of our life. Okay, I know you didn't want to hear that, but actually all that works together, that you can actually walk in your purpose and you can end up, like people ask me a lot, how do you do all these hats? Guess what? My whole mission in life, I was created that I actually can help you shine your light to the world. And you know what that is. That's your purpose, your passions, and that's what we do with the radio show and all the things that I have been entrusted to do. But you know what? I actually have people that are mentors and coaches to me, people that I look up to, and it's so amazing when they come back and say that I'm a motivation and inspiration to them. We actually have an awesome, I mean, stellar, phenomenal. I mean, I don't know what else to actually say to this awesome young man we actually have today. You know, when you talk to people on social media and you feel their spirit before you even talk to them on the, you know, on the phone or listen to them and then talk to them in the green room, when you actually hear their voice, you just get so excited. And that's what happened this afternoon. This young man, I mean, his bio doesn't give him justice of the awesome things that he'll, you know, that other people have gained being in his presence, the things that he put on, the events, the networking abilities that he have. But the main thing is he really, really, truly believe in helping other people and letting them shine their light actually to the world as well. We don't want to delay because I have my pen and I have my paper ready to this awesome, awesome young man, Mr. Larry White Sr. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here, Dr. Sunday. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're loud and clear. We want to, first of all, before I get, because sometimes I get so excited I don't get a chance to say this, but I want to make sure I really, really tell you we thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being in your purpose and the awesome things that you give to the world. You know, your devotion and your dedication to things that you do.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sunday. I got to tell you, you mentioned a few things, having a mentor, having a coach, and also purpose and passion and doing the due diligence of what God set upon to for us to be here to help. And one of the things, as you mentioned, I've been able to connect different entrepreneurs and business owners throughout the country at my networking events. And I just have to say hello to so many people. Dinah Lynn Biggs in Chicago, she had me on her show, and we're doing economic development there in Gary, Indiana. And also my good friend Nicole Nixon. I know she's in Loudoun County, Virginia. These are all the people that have made me better. So it's an opportunity to be, as I always say to my folks, Aaron to Moses, that arm bearer, and continue to live out that purpose and passion that you mentioned earlier in the show.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's very humble, so I have to pull it out of you. Just to go into, because, you know, we have to, I already know we got to have you back on the show. But tell us, you know, the things that's going on in your life. And, you know, right now with all this going on in the world, really people want to know how do you create some type of balance that you actually can have your personal life and, of course, and also walk in your purpose in your business and your career.
Well, that's an excellent question, Dr. Sunday, when we talk about balance, time management. I have to just continue to pray and work with my wife to make sure we have that balance with the kids. I talked to Nicole Nixon about that a lot, who's on the call, balancing family time and then also working in the community, trying to make the community better. And, you know, perfectly, I'll get an opportunity to talk about Community Works, which is an event we're doing this Saturday. But when the Lord tells you you need need to shut your body down and take some rest so you can come back up the next day. But it's just really listening to the Lord, working with your spouse on that time management so you don't spread yourself too thin. And one of the things I tell my clients and my mentees, don't spread yourself too thin so you're not effective. So I make sure that I can do what I am signed up to do. That way I'm effective across the board.
Now, you are saying that we need that really on the T-shirt. But let's step back a minute because, you know, things have changed. I know I talk to my father, you know, and my mom a lot. When you say a mentor, what really should come to our mind when you say a mentor? You know, even, you know, extend it to even having a coach. What does, because some people, you know, misunderstand what that means, Larry. You know, because they want the mentor and the coach to do all the work. Well, get us straight today. We won't have any trouble after today when you let us know what a true mentor, even a coach, should do in our lives.
Well, that's a great question, and I got to tell you, this is a tough one, and I'm ready for it. And a lot of times when these questions are scripted and you can rehearse it, but I will go right to it. A mentor is a person that needs to definitely be a great listener. A lot of times mentors figure they got to be the one that does all the talking to the mentee. I've been a mentor over the past 20 years, a certified mentor with the 100 Black Men of Baltimore. And one of the things I want to let all the folks that are listening today, when you call yourself a mentor or coach, that should be what you call reverse mentoring and reverse coaching. Therefore, the mentee in the room will have an opportunity to speak, and you're just listening. A lot of times, if it's just one way, then it's just what we call simplex. It's just my way or the highway, but a lot of times you have to have that conversation, and it should be that reverse mentoring where you're learning from the mentee as well. So that's what I think a mentor is all about, one that can listen. And also you got to make sure you're not talking to too many people, meaning if you are a certified mentor, you're a coach, you should, to make it effective, you should work with about 4 people at a time. We have done case studies and SWOT analysis that if you have one person mentoring to 25 people, maybe only 4 or 5 will get it because it's too many in that group. So it needs to be a very intimate group where you're getting the message across to a limited number of folks. So if we had 4 mentors, then we could mentor effectively 20 to 25 people. So I think the key in there is to have the reverse mentoring going on where there's a conversation between the mentor and the mentee, and you both should be learning. You should both be learning from each other.
Now, that's powerful there. We need to really blast that if we ever do anything. Because I think I have to do that with the people that I mentor and coach as well. Because really, you know, and then everybody, as you always kind of heard people say, everybody has a story. But everybody has passion and purpose. And sometimes you see that as a coach and a mentor before they recognize that. So we're not saying that. You know, we don't hold you by the hand or push you out there to you know, walk in your purpose and destiny. But sometimes, you know, you got to make sure that it's going both ways, just like Larry said so wonderfully. But, Larry, I know you're being so humble. And all the awards and the recognition that you have accomplished, you know, a lot of people ask me this as well. And I can never really get it down to one. But, you know, what do you think is at the center? I've kind of changed the way I ask that because you really can't get it down to one thing because you've kind of touched on it briefly. What is in the center of all the things that you do that actually, you know, because here we go with the world doing this, that, and that. People, you know, people have lost hope. But I love the joy that I hear, the peace that I hear in your voice and just from what people have told me being around you. How can we, you know, give that or let people see that in other people that they can actually accomplish the same things in life?
This is a very great question as well, Dr. Renee Sunday, and I appreciate you asking about what's the center that kind of really brings things together. We all have our good days and bad days, but I'll start off with a quote that my mother taught me. She says, Larry, show me the people you hang around with. I'll tell you a little bit about yourself. I'll say that again. Show me the people you hang around with. I'll tell you a little bit about yourself. And really what she was saying was if you're not learning from the group that you're with, you need to find a new group. And about a year ago, I had the blessing to have Nicole Nixon come into my life, Brother Edward Reed. And these are entrepreneurs that have families, and they've traveled the country and the world, and they know how to have that balance. And when I connected with them, let me tell you, my business started prospering. My marriage got even better. My kids even came up and said, Dad, your patience level is much better. You seem to be a better father. These are people that when I leave, they're praying for me, and I'm praying for them. So the key is to having a good group of people around you that are praying for you, like-minded, but always learning. I told Nicole Nixon this morning, I said, I'm learning from you, sis. I told Brother Ed Reed yesterday, I'm learning from you, brother. And, you know, they say, we're learning from you, too. So we have what we call adding skin to the game. Everybody brings something to the table, no free lunch. So that center piece that keeps me motivated. About a year ago, I was a little stressed out because I didn't have a lot of great people around me, and I had to use the spirit of discernment to figure that out. I lost my dad, so it was a tough year in 2015, but he took me on a journey and brought these folks into my life. And since then, we've been able to create the DMV Mastermind group. I chair that particular group, and we're promoting our small businesses, and we're reaching out into the community, and they're all Christian businesses. So this is what's really got me excited, and wow, I was blessed to be on your show today, so I appreciate it.
Wow. Now, see, I love that Baltimore. I have a lot of friends up there in the Philadelphia and all Maryland area. So I'm loving y'all. May have somebody from Atlanta joining your group. But let me say this, Larry. This is what I just love about what you just said. One thing you said, it's a mastermind. So a lot of people are not, you know, I do them, people pay millions of dollars, and I'm going to say millions because it's true, to be in a mastermind of like-minded people because they know how powerful they are, number one. And number two, what I really like what you said, that they're Christian business owners, that you bonded together, number one, and two, that you're promoting each other. You know, enlighten us. Because a lot of people don't know what a mastermind, and this goes in so well with the awesome events that you have in coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll talk about that mastermind piece in a moment, and then we'll go into Community Works on the Eastern Shore with Nicole Nixon. I did a lot of events that, you know, almost drew me into bankruptcy, liquidating assets, exit strategy. I became a regional brand by the grace of God, VIP Events Concierge, at the 3-year mark. Now we're on our 6th year in business. But I was struggling having different companies working with me, different personnel outsourcing my product and services, and it was rough. And right around last year is when everything turned. So the Lord said, you need a support group. I want you to start a mastermind group. And they're all going to be Christian folks, and they're going to pour into you as much as you have to pour into them, because I was pouring into a lot of people and nothing was coming back. And I was getting worn out so badly, and I was coming home asking my wife, pray with me, what's going on? So about 6-7 months ago, I handpicked these group of people: Elaine Scales, Nicole Nixon, Carlina Farrar, Phoenicia Boyd, all these folks are on the call. God bless you all. And Edward Reed. And they said, Larry, what do you want us to do? These people pulled out their pocketbooks. They said, write Larry a check. He's trying to talk about what's going on in the world with all the shootings of African-American males. And we all know that all lives matter. But they would write me a check so I could pay for a venue to host Congressional Black Caucus and talk about business development and economic development as it matriculates into empowerment of the community. So that DMV Mastermind group was a foundation for me, my soul, my family. But when one of those folks need our support, we were up in Philadelphia, and shout out to author Marissa Bluedorn, where we were able to go and support her book launch a week or two ago. And she drives down from New Jersey to be mentored and prayed up. So we've got a good 12 to 15 members in that mastermind group, and we are very serious, and we're going over to the Eastern Shore to support Nicole Nixon, who's on the call. That amazing event is going to touch lives over on the Eastern Shore. It's called Community Works, and you can go to Eventbrite and Google Community Works and purchase your tickets. We have complimentary breakfast and lunch, and we've got great speakers. We've got law enforcement folks. We've got educators. We've got real estate brokers that are going to be speaking, and we're going to touch on the community, but more importantly, the way Nicole has set it up, we're going to be talking about what are the problems that we're facing in today's world. and then have the solutions in the afternoon. So from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. we'll be on the Eastern Shore at the Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt, and everything's on my Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter, Larry White Sr. But Nicole has had a great vision, and she's a part of the mastermind group. She's the co-chair with me. And we're going over to the Eastern Shore of Maryland to pour into those folks over in Talbot, Dorchester County. And I'm excited. I'm one of the speakers, and my topic is the effectiveness of males in the community. Why is that important? So I'm looking forward to being a speaker and supporting this wonderful woman of God, Nicole Nixon, who's my rock. She's been an amazing person. So that DMV Mastermind group is doing some great things, and it's also one of the key sponsors in this weekend's event.
Wow, that's powerful. I wanted to ask, you know, because, you know, and I do a lot of events, and, you know, of course, in Atlanta there's a lot of events, but pretty much all over the world is a lot of events. But I really want to point out what you said, that, and I have to give you accolades on this, because give you your props, because what you said, okay, you went somewhere to support the other people in your group 2 or 3 weekends in a row, and then now you actually going to another part of town to actually support another sister in her event. And I really want to commend you for that, because I'm just being real, you know, as the kids that keep it 100, that a lot of times we have our visions, our dreams, we want to do events, we want the networking, but then we don't go support the other people. And I just want to let people know, you know how I feel about that. You have to support each other, not just want people to come to your event and you know, and help you and help share your information, but, you know, it should go both ways, because that's what always networking is about, isn't it, Larry? It goes both ways, not just one way.
Well, you know what? It seems like, and I'll be down in Atlanta for Thanksgiving, so Dr. Renee Sunday, we will get off this call and talk so we can connect. I preach that every time the DMV Mastermind group, you have to reciprocate. Yes, I'm out here supporting Marisa Blue Dorn, who just wrote her book. We're going to be supporting Ayana Mu Young, who just wrote an e-book. Everybody that's in the group, we're supporting their business, and we're working on our calendar because some of our events are close. But absolutely, you can't ask people to come out and support you. And that was a part of my early demise in my marketing with other business partners, where it was one-sided. Larry will pay for this, he will get this done, but then at the end of the day, it wasn't reciprocated. So Ed Reed really taught me how to work with folks that are like-minded and don't mind seeing the growth. And sometimes it's not overnight success of different things, but you give it time. But absolutely, I am on board. That was a part of the vision of the DMV Mastermind group, is to support the Christian businesses that are within the group. And we're still building our infrastructure. So once we really, really get up and running, we're going to support other organizations and other charities. But it's a blessing to work with some folks that will go out and almost be like Secret Service for you and take what we call take a bullet for you, because they know it's the right thing to do to help and protect our brands. Because when we talk about branding, marketing, and advertising, if your branding it gets tainted in any kind of way or sabotage, you almost have to rebrand yourself. So we have to make sure we have great people around us, great integrity, supporting each other, as you mentioned, but maintaining a high standard for our brand so our integrity doesn't suffer. So great stuff, Dr. Renee Sunday. I didn't think you would ask me this stuff. I thought it'd be a piece of cake, but it is things that people need to hear so they're successful in maintaining business relationships and partnerships.
I just love it. Now, I have to, because this is me. We kindred spirits, just seriously, because I always talk about branding and people. You know, people ask you, oh, why you always use bright colors? Why you always? Well, that's, you know, that's me. But you have to be consistent. That's my main word that I say with branding, that we have to be consistent. I try to tell people that starting off, and you said this so wonderfully early, Larry, that, you know, you don't just you know, how can I say it in a nice way? People want to rub the genie bottle and then you're a millionaire. It doesn't happen that way. It's a stepwise process. So one time you do the radio show, it may be just one person. But you never know. Within a year, you may have consistent people that actually are following you. And that's what's important, because you never know that one person actually, just like Tyler Perry, one person came to his show, and you see where he is now. That's just an example. So we have to be consistent in the things we do. And I love how you said it with your branding. That's very important. Now, in your case, let me ask you, with the many things that you do, do you think social media, how do you envision how social media has helped us overall, or do we need to just kind of, you know, rethink what social media is really doing to our businesses?
A little bit, great question again, Dr. Renee Sunday. A little bit of both. A friend of mine 3-4 years ago said she would never get on social media because it was like Satan being on Idol. And that's true if you allow that to happen. I talked to Nicole yesterday. I'm up 3-4 hours a day checking all my social media sites because I got folks trying to hack into my pages and put dirty things up there, write about you. So you have to be very, very conscious. Make sure you got a lot of security set so people can't steal your identity. I've had that happen to me a few times. But social media definitely can help you. It's free marketing. The average marketing firm will charge you $1,000 to $1,500 a month to market your product and services. I've tried it. I've been with Groupon. I've been with Living Social, and they take a lot of your money, and you're doing all the work. So if you manage your social media sites properly and brand yourself properly, like if you're Larry White Sr., you need to be Larry White Sr. across the board. A lot of times I'll see business owners will have 2 and 3 names. LinkedIn name don't match the Instagram name. The Instagram name don't match the Twitter name. That's a problem. People will have a hard time finding you. People can find me very easily, Larry White Sr. That's also a curse because if somebody wants to try to, you know, slander you, but we have ways to take care of them as well with cybersecurity. But social media is the way it's going. If you look at newspapers, people very seldom read a hard copy newspaper. They're reading them online. You can go right to a news station and upload your press release. So things are done differently these days, all controlled by what we call the algorithm, seeing new customers versus old customers, international customers. So I do all my social media. I want to make sure that it's done my way because nobody knows what's in Larry's head. I used to pay people to do my websites and social media, but if I needed to get something out at 2:00 in the morning, I didn't have time to wait or pay somebody extra. So I make sure if something is on my spirit that I need to get out because something just happened in the world that I think I may need to curtail a speech or an event, I'll get it right up there. And so it's good. You just got to be very mindful of the content that's out there. And I always mention that because you got corporate America, you've got your sponsors looking at your social media sites. So a lot of people, when they send these corporate sponsor packages to these companies, they have to be cognizant that companies are looking at you. And so the reason why you may not have gotten that funding is because something of your content may be out of alignment. So I do find it very helpful. I was able to pay for a $30,000 black tie gala last year through Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So it definitely works.
Well, amen. Well, God bless you. I totally understand. We had our book signing gala, you know, not too long ago, and glory to God. You're right. I like when other people do something. But let me ask you this, because, you know, time goes by so quickly here. I actually want to because you have so much knowledge, and he's so humble, ladies and gentlemen. That's the thing that I just love. I just love you. You're so humble, and you have so much vast knowledge. You know, what you have on your heart right now, because I know we just totally tipped the iceberg of what you wanted to actually tell us this afternoon to empower us and, you know, motivate us to continue to walk in what God has already put inside of us. You know, whatever you have to say, please share it with us. And then also, please, please give us how we can contact you, you know, on your website and, of course, your social media networks as well.
Well, listen, and thank you, Dr. Renee Sunday, and thank your admin for me as well for allowing me to be on the show. So I want to thank you for giving entrepreneurs like myself a vehicle and a voice to be heard to disseminate our message. But I definitely would like to just remind everyone to go to eventbrite.com and Google Community Works and purchase your ticket, make a donation to that particular initiative, because it's going to really help for scholarships over in Talbot, Dorchester, that are really some disenfranchised communities. So we're going over there to really build them up. So Community Works Project this Saturday, October 29th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's a wonderful program. You'll see me posting it all on my social media sites. So Larry White Sr., Nicole Nixon, Community Works. And I'm looking forward to that one. And people can reach me. I'm very simple, VIP Events with an S. That's VIP Events Concierge.com. That's VIP Events Concierge.com. And our phone numbers are 443-254-1098. And we are a full service marketing and transportation firm covering Richmond, New York on the transportation side, but on the marketing and event side, we'll pretty much go anywhere within the 50 states. But we are a regional brand, kind of in that, again, Richmond to New York, but we're starting to make our way towards the West Coast. The DMV Mastermind Group, we will be looking and partnering, because we have a lot of great speakers in our group, John C. Maxwell speakers like Edward Reed and Tina Greenlee. So we'll be putting together some workshops and seminars and some summits, and we'll have you come out and be one of our speakers, Dr. Renee Sunday, as we go into Chicago and L.A. and some of the places out west to build our brand.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Actually, we have we have about 5 questions that came in, but all of them, you kind of tipped on the iceberg, but I want to ask the question. All of them is about the name of your company. One of the questions is pretty much, and you talked about the mission and the things that you do, but they want to know how, of course, you know, we know the answer, but how did you come up with that, with the name of your VIP Events Concierge? It's a couple of people ask that because they think it's so unique, and that's, you know, number one, I guess, with branding, correct?
Absolutely. It's a great question, and I will tell you, I want it to be different. I always tell Nicole Nixon I want to be different, have people thinking, because when you say VIP Events Concierge, it's not a household name, something that you wouldn't Google, and we are on Google page number one when you just start typing VIP Events. But I came up with the concept of VIP Events Concierge during the first government shutdown. We were in a recession, and I saw people struggling to go out to dinner, have a good night. They could not afford to have a VIP night on a frugal budget. So I created VIP Events Concierge, and I start marketing the blue-collar folks, which when you start a business, it's really the other way around. You want to market the white-collar, six-figure salary folks. But I started marketing the blue-collar folks that could afford a limousine service for 2 or 3 hours, bundled with dinner and maybe a tour of the Washington Monuments or the casinos or even downtown Baltimore. And they found the packages to be very affordable, but they didn't expect the quality service at that price. So VIP Events Concierge came upon a concept of working with frugal budget families so they can have a VIP night, just as well as you would pay top dollar. And so we were able to grow into this really nice firm here on the East Coast, where we've worked with Charlie Wilson, Ambassador Atala Shabazz. We've worked with Angela Winbush and Harry Lennox from The Blacklist. I mean, I have worked with so many celebrities through events and transportation. The Lord has taken me on a journey where I've been able to work at a high level with different everyday folks, and some that are very, very, you know, we're all important, but just some people that are on TV. And there are times I get a call from a news station, a radio station, to transport different celebrities and dignitaries. So I've just been really blessed to have VIP Events Concierge represent a solid name and be able to back up those product and services with great, great quality work. So that was a good question out there in Radio Land, whoever asked that question.
And I have to add, Dr. Ben Carson, you know, I'm a Meharry graduate, so I have to say that. But, you know, Larry, of course, I knew we were going to actually have to have you back at least 2 or 3 more times to say all the things that you do. But we want to thank you so much for taking time out. And we really thank you so much for, one, being in your purpose, but thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Well, thank you, Dr. Renee Sunday, and all of your listeners. Keep up the great work. I'm following you on social media, and I'm inspired. And I do look forward to coming back, and also for Nicole Nixon to be able to get on the show and talk about her initiatives that are coming up.
Oh, that'll be a pleasure and an honor. We will make sure that happens. But, oh, thank you so much. You're making me do a mastermind in a minute. But thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and thank you again for having me.
Amen, amen. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know we've had another awesome, powerful, I mean, this is powerful. I like being around like-minded people. And the thing is, you know, this replay will be up very shortly. Share with your friends and family because there was some great nuggets in here. The great thing is we need to work together because all of us have a calling. All of us have a reason that we were born and have a reason that we're here now. We all have a purpose in life, and we need to work together to walk out our destiny. If you want any information from us, how to advertise, sponsorship, of course, be a guest on our radio or TV show, or information about our speaking platform, or our publishing company, or our nonprofit organization, please contact us at www.reneesunday.com. Now, all of our information about social media is there as well. But we love you, okay? You got to don't stop. You got to get it. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk out your destiny. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.